This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Through the magic of radio, allow me to take you now to the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where I am huffing and puffing as I make my ascent. 48 years ago, the Rocky film was released, set mostly in Philadelphia and starring Sylvester Stallone as Philly Southpaw boxer Rocky Balboa, who keeps on trying. And this anniversary of the movie's release today is Rocky Day, followed by the first ever five-day Rocky Fest. And here at the top of the Art Museum steps is the head of the Philadelphia Visitor Center, Catherine Ott Lovell, one of the many folks behind this knockout of an idea. Yo, Catherine!
Yo, Jennifer, you did it!
'Cause all I want to do is go the distance. I want to get the blow-by-blow of Rocky Fest, starting with what happens today, Rocky Day.
Oh, today there's going to be a really exciting unveiling of a special surprise right here at the top of the steps. And we'll be doing tours all day and just lots of fun stuff for people to experience Rocky Day in Philadelphia, which I think is a holiday second only to the 4th of July here in Philly.
Well, this festival has a lot of things included. And I love this idea of these special date nights, because Rocky is truly a love story. You'll have a special night at the Penn Ice Rink. Remember Rocky and Adrian and the first dates scene at the ice rink in Philadelphia?
I do. I totally agree with you. I think Rocky is a quintessential love story. And ice skating was where Rocky and Adrian did have their first date. And the Penn Ice Rink in its very 1970s brutalist style of architecture is very reminiscent of that scene in the film where Adrian is skating and Rocky is jogging alongside her and they're just getting to know each other for the very first time.
Aren't you skating?
Nah, I ain't skating since I was 15. You know, that's when I started fighting. When I was 15, skating's kind of bad for the ankles, you know?
Yeah.
You're a pretty good skater, aren't you?
And there is a beautifully sweet and funny scene at the Philadelphia Zoo where Rocky proposes to Adrian. Now, this is Rocky 2. I'm advancing a little bit, but how cool. And you're having a date night at the zoo?
We're having a date night at the zoo. Rocky 2 is actually my favorite Rocky film, really, because it is the culmination of that love story.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me very much.
What'd you say?
If you wouldn't mind marrying me too much.
Yes, I'd like to marry you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And WHYY has a little part in all of this. We're so thrilled by the success of the podcast, The Statue, produced by WHYY with Monument Labs' Paul Farber. And he's going to offer a talk about the iconic Rocky statue and Rocky-related real-life stories. That's going to be a great lecture.
It is going to be great. And actually, the sculptor of the statue himself, Thomas Schomburg, is going to be coming in for that to talk about what the statue meant to him and his legacy. And at the end of that lecture, folks will get a certificate that they completed Rocky U, Rocky University by Dr. Paul Farber.
There's a Rocky-themed bus tour. I mean, that's going to be wonderful to go to some of the scenes of Philadelphia that were really the sets for the original Rocky.
Yeah, you know, when folks watch the Rocky movie and they see Rocky do that jog through what people think is through South Philly, it's not. I mean, that jog that he does is actually miles and miles throughout the city and then just cut down thanks to film editing. So the Rocky tour actually travels to all of those locations, South Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, Kensington, in East Fairmount Park to Laurel Hill Cemetery, where we know there's still a grave to Adrian Balboa, a fake grave, but a grave that is visited and beloved by Rocky fans. So this bus tour will be 90 minutes, and it will take you all over the city to see some of those amazing filming locations from the original Rocky films.
And there were 9 Rocky-themed movies, all of which can be seen during a movie marathon, plus there is a yo-yo-yo to dog lovers. I don't know if people remember Buttkiss, the dog that Rocky really adored at the pet shop where Adrian worked.
Hey, Buttkiss! Hey, Buttkiss! Come here, kid! Come here!
To keep you company when you run.
Oh, 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 come on in and meet the family. You ought to never come back.
So you've created a yappy hour in honor of folks who love butt kiss and their own dogs.
That's right. It's a Southpaw's Yappy Hour at the Cherry Street Pier. People should come and bring their furry friends. And we actually will have an impuppinator. A real live bull mastiff who will be impersonating Buckus so that folks can get their picture with a Buckus from the film. It's going to be a great time for people to express their love of Rocky to their wonderful animal friends.
You know, I love the story about how Sylvester Stallone wrote and starred in Rocky. Will Stallone make a cameo during Rocky Fest? Like a Philadelphia love letter to his fans?
Who knows? Last year, he did make an appearance for the first Rocky Day. We found out just about a week before that he was thinking about coming. He is an incredibly busy guy with a big schedule of exciting things happening in his life. He might come, he might not, but regardless, we'll be here celebrating this incredible film that he wrote almost 50 years ago.
Catherine Ott Lovell, a big yo-yo-yo to you before we get into the season of ho-ho-hos. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.